And you just chug on one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just chug on it, you know?
That makes fucking sense. I completely forgot what fucking episode this is. It's 130.
It's 130.
Yeah, I had to stall for a minute there while it loaded. Holy fuck. That week went by fast.
Yeah.
It did.
I know. You know, no one gets to see or listen to this till fucking Sunday, but we're recording on Friday, and fucking, well, you know that if you follow the socials, but fucking, Zelda came out today, and none of us really care. I've actually talked myself out of buying it like 7 times.
Have you really?
Yeah, I keep shit.
You're gonna cave. You're gonna buy it.
I keep wanting to get that that little bundle where you get two vouchers for $100.
Yeah.
Because you can get Tears of the Kingdom. So it's like, no, that's 70. So I'm getting another $60 game for...
You should get Advanced Wars.
I thought about that, but I kind of want Mario Maker.
If you was to get that Advanced Wars, though, I could play you in some Advanced Wars.
Yeah, but I'm not really a fan of Advanced Wars.
Yeah, but you might be if you had somebody to play it with.
You know, I went down this route on the DS. Me and Dave, I bought Advanced Wars to play with him. That game was shit.
Why are you hating?
You know what it is? It's too... The only turn-based game I like is fucking Pokemon. And... You know, I'm surprised I even like Pokemon. Because let me tell you, fucking Pokemon, that license game is dope.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We got a special guest.
Sorry to interrupt your Pokemon Legends shit. We can get back to that.
To not do any.
Alright, yeah. I added him to the conversation. So now he just hits join call, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Fucking Dooney is baked, man.
Yeah, I had to turn my camera off for a second to, like, you know, try to gather myself, but as you can tell, it didn't work.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that. Oh, God, don't do that.
Ooh.
I'm about to have to get up and go get my vape juice.
Oh, no.
Because I've been hitting this, and it's dry right now, and that hurt.
Oh. Man.
That's gross, bro.
That... I've never...
Yeah.
I've never hit a dry one.
I'm finna go grab my shit real quick.
He's gonna grab his fucking vape juice.
My shit.
What?
Fucking hold up what's got you,
Listen, it's this fucking tropical cherry, dog. Hold on.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, good shit.
You know, I don't turn this computer on until Friday. And so every fucking time I turn it on, it hits me with all this shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What up, dog?
Yeah. What up, bro? Stay down.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Glad to have you. Jesse stepped away so he could get some fucking vape juice. Oh, shit, and he's back.
Oh, shit.
What up?
What up, Jeff?
How's it going?
shit, man. It's going.
Hell yeah, man. Honored to fucking have you here. We see all the love you give on the fucking
hell
socials.
Yeah. Appreciate all those shares.
Hell yeah.
Me and Jesse go way back, so like, I don't know y'all, but I know Jesse, and if Jesse fucks with you heavy, then you gotta be cool, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Jesse.
What up? I fucking respect that. Yeah, he was telling us about your YouTube and shit.
Yeah. I had to step away from the YouTube and stuff because I got a job in the oil field industry and it's like, I work a lot.
Oh shit, yeah. No, I know how that goes, man. Fucking. Me and Jesse be working a fucking lot too.
Yeah. I'm not done that shit again. Get this motherfucker with no juice in it. God damn. Just put a new ass coil in that motherfucker. I'm so done.
Man, that's too much fucking work for me.
You're too much work for me.
You don't just buy the fucking the ones that just, you know, come with the flavor already. And then you throw it away when you're done. Look at that.
Yeah, but this tastes so much better.
Yeah, you gotta fill it up and change coils and yeah.
It's all part of the experience, man.
You know, I'll take a strawberry banana, please. And then they hand you this little plastic shit.
Guava peach, man. That's what you want.
No. I don't want any of it because I don't vape, but the bubblegum mint is pretty good. It tastes just like
I don't want any of it. I don't vape, but that bubblegum mint is fucking
Listen, I'm just gonna tell you. I don't like mint, but it tastes like winter fresh gum, man.
It's like if you took double mint and double bubble.
Oh man, that might be good.
There's definitely bubble gum to it. Like, you definitely understand what they mean by gum mint. You're like, right. Wow. Mint. It makes sense right now. Because I looked at it and I said, gum mint, what the fuck's the difference between gum mint and mint? Mint is mint. And then I said, oh wow, no, that tastes just like fucking gum.
Mint is not mint, though.
Is a gum mint like a spearmint?
Yeah. See? Mint is not mint, though, because there's totally, like, several different kinds of mint.
Right. Man, I guess you're right. and Altoids are mint, and that's an intense mint.
Yeah, that's like
I love it. Mentholatum.
Man.
Like big vapor rub.
Fucking... But still, fuck it. I don't know. When I think artificial minty flavored, like, things, I think, like, mint candy-ish things, I think gum mint.
Gum mint.
Yeah.
The tobacco I choose mint.
Is it right there? I'm hanging.
Grizzly mint.
Yeah. I'm growing a mint.
Okay, that's mint is only okay in gum form, I feel.
Well, it's like a sweet mint, so it tastes like gum, kinda.
Okay.
You're growing a mint.
But man, I don't think mint belongs to ice cream. That's too
no.
Much.
100%. It doesn't belong to ice cream either.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Some people, I don't like ice cream leaving my mouth feeling like I just brushed my teeth. Like, I'm like, wow, this. My mouth feels clean, but it's not.
It's pretty minty.
Yeah, that cool menthol feeling is not. It's refreshing, but not in an ice cream way. It's almost the same with fucking that cake energy drink by Bang. Like, it tastes good. Oh, it tastes like cake.
That's gross.
But my head's like, no, this is a delicious beverage. It shouldn't taste anything like cake. But it tastes so much like cake, it's better than actual cake. It's that's too cakey.
Bang.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't really like Bang very much. I liked the bomb pop flavor. But I like bomb pop flavor of anything. That's the best damn popsicle there is.
It is a good popsicle. Like, and now they make all sorts of weird ones. Like, my kids had nerd flavored ones. And it's all this delicious looking shit that I can't eat anymore. And I'm like, man, being old sucks.
What you ought to be doing is telling them, yo, you'll get these diabetes too if you keep drinking that shit.
Yeah, you know, don't eat and drink that.
Yeah.
But, man, fucking...
But live your life. Treat yourself.
I've been watching a lot of fucking ads and shit from the 80s. And that shit was wild what they threw at children, though.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is 100% pure sugar. It's not healthy for anyone. Fuck what mom and dad say. Eat 4 bowls of it, man. Buy it right now, and we're going to give you a G.I. Joe. You know that cartoon you watch? Fucking eat this in front of the TV, man. You don't need to sit at the table with mom and dad. Fuck them. Mom and dad
come
got
in here with us. You can sit in here, bud.
Uncle Jeffy's watching you, and he's always asleep anyways.
Yeah, man. It's the way it was. The way it is. It's the way it always will be.
Fucking man, G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was there. Fucking...
So, what were you saying about your Pokemon Legends before I interrupted you?
That game's fucking dope as shit. Like, I want another one.
I hope it's... Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Mm. There's not a better place to go to. Mm. Alright, maybe Kalos. You know, that place deserves a second... A second visit, but everywhere else pretty much has been visited twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Huh? We can't smoke on camera.
No, you can. Yeah.
If fuck you want to, that's up to you, man.
I would, but my shit's fucking in the other room. Hey, he's in.
Hey. He said hey.
Donnie. Donnie is spending hey. Damn it, okay.
Get this good shit.
He went in the other room and he was like...
That's me. I'm in the other room.
Got like grams of shit.
Oh shit, man. Yeah, but
that's fucking.
That's that tropical fucking cherry.
Yo, I got some fucking sweet ass beard balm this fucking weekend, man. Or last week. Last week today. It's pretty good shit.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Some beard balm.
Yeah, dude.
What a
furry hippie brand. Oh, you can't see that. Yeah.
What does it smell like? Pine tar?
Nah, man. She got me the one that smells like patchouli because I'm a fan of that smell.
What is a patchouli?
Patchouli? It's like hippie smell. That's sweet ass business card.
Okay, you said it's like a hippie smell. When I think of hippie, I think unwashed,
not like a dirty hippie though. Like, like a clean hippie, you know?
I'm unfamiliar with the term.
With a clean hippie. Yeah.
Alright, so you just smell weed then?
No, man. You know how them toe ring bitches be smelling?
Okay.
I shouldn't have said it like that. But
the flower women in the tree from Without a Paddle, you know how they look?
Yeah. I should have said it like that. But you know what I mean. Like you...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anywho, what have you guys been up to this week?
Fucking Pokemon. Pokemon. Oh, the Star Wars shit's back. And fucking Fortnite.
Yeah, I've been playing Fortnite. And then.
Yeah. Darth Maul is there.
Darth Maul is a skin?
Yeah.
Is he hard to get?
He's in a second battle pass. The premium version of the second battle pass. You gotta pay 1,000 V-Bucks to get it. But it jumps you up a bunch of levels. Gives you a bunch of fucking skins. One of them is fucking Darth Maul. I'm almost there.
I do have 1,000 V-Bucks.
You see what I mean? Perfect.
And the shop's been weak as fuck every time I look.
Yeah, except for when Donnie looks and he finds a fucking lamp.
And don't tell nobody.
Yeah, he didn't tell anyone, hey, look at this dope ass fucking pickaxe. It's in there right now. There's actually something useful. You guys want to spend those V-Bucks? No.
What are you fucking on over there? What are you smoking on over there?
It's called Mac One.
Hell yeah. Mac One is a good ass strain. Fucking my brother gets Mac One a lot.
Are y'all are Mexican, aren't y'all?
Yeah.
And so it's recreational up there, aren't it?
Hell yeah. Yeah, recreational since 2019.
Lucky.
It's really been booming lately too. Like holy shit, that's all you see billboards for.
Where are you at now?
Oklahoma.
Oh shit. Oklahoma, where the fuck is that? Let me pull up a map.
He said, right. Where the fuck is that? Out west, right? Southwest?
Midwest.
Midwest, okay. More Midwest than I am.
Yeah. All right, up north, I think
so. Right above Texas.
Damn.
Word.
That's out there. I ain't been that far.
Yeah, me neither.
Me either.
I don't think
I've been close. I've been in Arkansas.
I don't think I've been past Chicago. I've been to Florida, but that's the opposite way.
Florida's pretty cool.
Florida's fucking wild, man.
Florida looks like a gun.
Florida acts like a gun.
Yeah, no shit.
You see some articles and you just think, this happened in Florida, and lo and behold, Nine times out of ten, it fucking did. You see people yelling at fucking gators. Yeah. Like,
seeing people that hate gators in Florida, like,
yeah. Just hitting those fucking things with their purses and shit. Like, that is not what I'd be doing. I'd be scared shitless if there was a gator. I wouldn't be, get off my fucking lawn.
Man, this dude brought me and my sister home from school one day. It was one of my dad's friends. Him and this dude come and picked us up. We could get into our driveway, and there's this, like, fucking 6-foot alligator in the driveway. And this motherfucker just hops out, grabs a shovel out of the back of his truck, and just goes and gets rid of it.
Oh, holy shit.
I was like, wow.
Hell no.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's a big fucking lizard, man.
Yeah, it is. Those things are scary as fuck. That ain't even a lizard. That's a dinosaur, my dog.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. That thing can fucking... Oh. Yeah, no, I...
Someone needs to find the media. Or just tell them they forgot one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back. You forgot this one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You missed one.
Man, the fucking Steve Irwin, bless his fucking soul. That man was fearless. Just roll around, poke him in the dick. Yeah, he did all sorts of weird things with those. Those fucking animals. He was always talking about how, you know, like, oh, ah, crikey, that one could bite me, and it's lights out for me. Yep, that's right.
Yep, it's out.
Man, it was a stinger. A fucking stinger.
Fucking in the dick.
Just one bite and crikey, it's...
I'm gonna kiss it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shake his hand.
And it just starts poking the shit out of him. It doesn't like this. Well, neither would I, motherfucker.
The first time he decided to do that, the camera guy was like, what the fuck, Steve? What are you doing?
Wait,
you can't do that on TV.
You told me we had insurance. Are you sure? How do you get insurance for that? Like, okay, what is your show? Yeah, I piss off venomous snakes and other sorts of life-threatening wildlife.
A bot.
Educational.
Yeah. No, it's not dangerous at all. They're just life-threatening. Yeah. Very, very different.
That's okay. We're friends.
I'm a trained professional. Man, that reminds me of those guys that go and actually live in the wild on TV. That guy that drinks his own piss. Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
Yeah, always looking for an excuse to drink his piss.
That's fucking just... That's just fucking too much, man.
Man. That's like, just... It makes me realize that I'm worthless and would die in that sort of situation.
Yeah, I would die too. I mean,
I've come to accept it.
I wouldn't die immediately, but I would die pretty quick.
Oh, like, yeah.
It wouldn't take long.
I'd drink fucking dirty ass water and drink my piss.
Yeah, I.
I'm worried about this.
I can make a fire.
What happened?
I'm not comfortable fighting a bear.
I'll fuck a bear up.
Man.
Someone try to cover that bitch. Cause
I'd fuck a bear.
I mean, if the timing's right.
I mean, yeah, you gotta, like, sneak up on it, you know?
And it's me or the bear?
Yeah. Yeah. Fitz me or the bear. I'm getting him.
Yeah. If it's me or the bear, I'm fucking the bear. I mean, I'm not saying I'm fucking a bear, but I'm fucking a bear.
Hey, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone's gonna,
like,
it's not me.
Care bear stare for sure.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Fucking. That.
Fuck.
That poor bear. It would have to hibernate into that.
Hell yeah.
See, DiCaprio wouldn't have fought the bear, I'm a Revenant, and just fucked him, he wouldn't have been fucked up.
You're right. So
he played, and had to play. And so if he just looked at that and fucked him, and went on back in that way.
It's true. Not a single person thought about fucking that bear.
Yeah, now look here, bear, you better go on. You better go on. I'm warning you.
Unzip. The bear starts backing away.
Get!
My belt's coming out!
Pull it out! Fucking pull it out! Get!
Oh, fuck. That's crazy as fuck.
Fucking, I was gonna say something, but I don't fucking remember.
What's fucking about?
Man, we fuck a lot of weird things on the show. Poor Jared Leto in his butt. Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't know why that just jumps right to that.
But fucking Jared Leto, yeah.
I can never think of Jared Leto the same again. He's been ruined for me. And it's pretty much your fault.
You're welcome. It's Morbin time. fuck.
I love that they re-released that in theaters. We were like, oh, wait.
Oh, it was that a joke.
It's not good. People don't actually like this.
What?
It's Morbin Times, not positive.
What are we doing? Oh,
come on, guys. We thought it was Morbin Time.
What's
that? Oh, shit.
Fucking Morbius.
Yeah, so what'd you think of that that local wrestling shit that I sent you the other day?
Ridiculous.
They're calling the Super Bowl of Southern Wrestling.
Action Jackson?
Yeah, man. Action Mike Jackson about to fuck somebody up, dog. I'm just saying.
Man.
You fucking pump my puzzle.
Local wrestling is pretty fucking good. Fucking, I
want to go.
Yeah, I would go. I've been to a few fucking local shows in my life, and I've been to a few JCW events, which feel like local shows. And,
I've been to one of those.
Yeah.
I went to Bloody Mania.
At the Gathering? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. Man, that's dope as shit. Man, I don't really remember the fucking wrestling at the Gathering I went to because it was the first Gathering. I just remember people throwing shit. And, man, I hopped in that wrestling ring and that felt cool. Because wrestling rings are dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I hopped in a wrestling ring. I was like 12 years old. It was like a dream come true.
Hell yeah.
Now, I did definitely do this.
Hell yeah.
Fucking,
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I might have flipped the bird and.
Hell yeah.
Yelled the hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Man.
What?
Fucking, at that time, though, listen, at the gathering, I was right at that age where, yeah, wrestling was cool, but there's also a group of girls running around showing their boobs over here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can see wrestling at home. There's boobs over here. So then it was, you know, follow the boobs for a little bit until you get bored of boobs. And then, you know, whatever's around. It's just like a convention.
They had laser tag at the one I went to.
They had a haunted house. I didn't go to it. They had a big wall you could sign, like the wall of Juggalos. They had like a little room that was set up for each Joker's card.
They had a wall for hours too.
And it was each Joker's card up until
outside lights on.
Jekyll Brothers, because the sixth Joker's card wasn't out yet. Jekyll Brothers was brand new. Bazaar was coming out that Halloween, along with Freak Show. It was pretty fucking wild.
Hell yeah!
I remember that was back when.
Hey, Mr. Trinity.
When ICP, ICP and fucking Eminem were beefing, and we were in this Wendy's next to the venue, which was Novi Expo Center. And this chick was writing, "I love Eminem, ICP sucks," on everyone's burger. And then they started, yeah, she was crazy. They started rioting in there and just tore that fucking Wendy's apart, man. It scared the shit out of my mom. Like, they had thrown chairs back there. Like, it was wild. It was some YouTube shit, pre-YouTube. And then you hear, like, the manager yelling, "Why would you write that shit? You knew what kind of people these were."
They're fucking degenerates.
They almost got insane. Instant fucking regret, man.
Not what it was, pure evil pleasure, like.
Man, it was. You know, I would probably partake if my mom wasn't there with me.
Yeah.
Like, my mom being with me made it was still an awesome experience, but there was a lot more shit I would have tried. And my mom wasn't there. Like,
oh shit, when I
man, I had to even pretend to not look at the boobs when my mom were out.
I looked at I had sex with some chick while Dean and Jesse were asleep in the tent, and our buddy Dean's mom was asleep in their car.
That's Toad. That's Toad, by the way.
That's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Man, so you guys went to a cool gathering with camping and all that shit.
It was cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah. No camping in my gathering.
He got a tattoo.
That's pretty fucking dope. Man,
it was wild.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. And then yes, where they had Fago, and it was like we were up in the front row, and it was just burning.
Oh,
but it was fucking pretty too.
Man, I couldn't.
Really, I can't the fastest caught this, but we enjoyed it.
I could not imagine getting a fucking tattoo together. That's fucking wild, man.
Oh, man.
Like, that just screams infection to me. Like, you just have to be super cautious.
I had a fucking anxiety attack that day.
Theater, you know, like.
That was crazy. I got so fucking high that day. These guys had these teas that were, like, infused with weed, you know?
Yeah.
THC, and I drank a whole one of those, and then we just were smoking, and I got so fucking high, I had an anxiety attack.
Listen, I fucking believe it, because that was me, that was me astronomicon, but it was like 20 dabs, a tab of acid, and half an eighth of shrooms, and yeah, and that's when the boogeyman was walking around out around the hallway, and I opened the door, and the WWE wrestler, the boogeyman's out in front of my door in full boogeyman get up, and I thought, like, holy shit. I am in hell. It felt like the hell the hell scene from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or Bogus Journey. In their own private hells. I'm like, this is my hell, the fucking boogeyman. He's come to take my soul.
What if your hell was you in a hallway probably about 10 feet long and about 4 feet wide with you standing face to face with the boogeyman, and he's like,
No thanks. Just
for eternity. I'd be like,
I'm out.
You know,
that's a terrible thought.
If it's for eternity, you know, it's only going to scare you for so long. After a while, you're going to be like, alright.
But he like gets closer.
Okay, yeah, like, that.
He just inches closer.
But he's not getting closer. You know, like the hallways where you keep walking, but it just keeps getting further and further?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
he's,
that.
It's close, but it doesn't.
Ooh.
He's forever like.
Yeah, listen, just him being outside my doorway was enough. I couldn't imagine for all eternity.
And just worms coming out of his mouth. And it like,
I'm good.
Goes from worms to like different things that like organs, toes. And it's like.
He said toes.
Yeah, he looked like the type of guy that had a mouthful of toes.
That shit was wild.
Him and Papa Shango should have been a tag team.
That'd have been cool, huh?
Yeah. Fucking. They brought the boogeyman out at a weird time. Like, they didn't do gimmicks like that anymore. Who thought the boogeyman was gonna work?
The boogeyman.
You're absolutely right. He sold it too, man.
Yeah. He did sell it pretty good.
I saw him sell pizza as the boogeyman. I loved it.
Want this pizza?
He put worms on the pizza because he's a jerk. No one but you is going to eat that.
Oh, the worms. Oh, never mind. You put them on there anyways. Can I put the pepperoni stuffed warm crust?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yuck.
Please put the worms on the side.
Extra worms, please. I don't know about these wimps. Give me all the worms.
I want all the worms.
Yeah, I'll take the Nightcrawler pizza, please. That's so disgusting.
What for that?
Fucking. They used to eat some really nasty pizza on the fucking Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Yeah, they did.
Give me a marshmallow anchovy peanut butter pizza, please. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Nobody wants to eat that. I understand that you're mutant turtles, but come on, let's make it a little more believable.
What if you went back and watched the TMNT cartoons as a kid when they ordered pizzas like that? And what if you made a pizza and put it on it? What if that shit was so fire? Like, if you use that ingredient and you're like, Maybe they're onto something.
I guess if you're a child, it'd probably be all right. Kids get into some weird shit.
Yeah.
Look at you, bro. What the fuck is it?
Yeah.
The anchovies still seems like a hard sell to a child.
Yeah.
That's a whole ass fucking fish. Like, you're just eating it all.
Anchovy on the pizza, but if you'll chop it up really nice, it'll be
toast. That's a good point.
Yeah,
I never thought about chopping. You know, I always just assumed they just do the whole ass fish on the pizza.
They usually do, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
You want head? No head.
That seems like something you wouldn't even keep on the menu. Like I get, like, hold the anchovies or something. They used to say a lot in the 80s or something. Did that many places have anchovies as, like, a default to where, like, yo, could you please? I don't want those on mine. You could just leave those off.
Pizza with no anchovies. Now, I want that one. But I don't want the anchovies.
That's the eighth person to tell me to hold the anchovies tonight, Brenda. I don't understand, Mars.
They're not selling.
The world's different.
Keep them. I like them.
I keep telling you the world's different.
Fred will eat them. He don't eat them. He don't know he's been eating them for the last 3 days. I've been frying them in the batter, telling him I've been gone.
I would be so angry if I just ordered a pizza and by default it had fucking fish all over. Like, what the fuck is this? That's your pizza.
The fuck
I understand that.
What if you ordered this pizza at, like, a seafood restaurant?
Okay, that would make sense.
Menu. Maybe.
Yeah, if it's called the seafood pizza, I can understand.
No, it's just called pizza.
Ooh.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get the just pizza.
Yeah, well, pizza by default, I think. I guess by default, I think pepperoni. That might be wrong, huh?
Well, like I think automatic for pepperoni.
Yeah. If someone says, oh, we got pizza on the menu, I think, you know, maybe a little fucking personal pizza. I'm not thinking, well, I'm at a seafood joint, it's going to be a seafood pizza, unless it specifies, hey, this is a seafood pizza. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
He might be back.
Man, you know what?
There fucking.
Oh, God. Oh, my. All right, drop my drone. Hold on.
How come they never got more suspicious about Peter Parker and all his pictures of Spider-Man?
That's a good ass point.
Like, man. He has some pretty good. Like, how did you take this picture in the middle of the fucking air, Peter? Yeah. Like. Clearly.
So, and you tag him doing a backflip, doing this, and you snapping the photo. How the fuck?
Yeah, you got him in this perfect, majestic pose. Clearly, to get this shot, you'd have to be floating in mid fucking air. How'd you do that, Peter?
Yeah. Buddy?
You didn't have a drone back then, Peter. What the
fuck, mate?
Are you Spider-Man, Peter? Got some explaining to do.
You're a fucking menace.
Fuck this Spider-Man dude. Peter, give me more shots. Are...
Oh shit, man. Mortal Kombat 12. They had that teaser.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 12 is going to be Mortal Kombat 1. That's
I hope not. I hope that's not what it means. I hope everybody's just tripping.
It does seem a little early to reboot, but...
God, if they reboot again, dude.
Yeah. And He mentioned that the 3D characters would be back. I mean, there's still dozens of characters that have not been used in a modern game.
They ain't gonna do us good. If they reboot it, it's gonna be fucked.
Man. Yeah, I love Mortal Kombat, but I don't want Mortal Kombat 1 through 3 again.
No.
We just had that. Man.
Give me 4 through Armageddon.
And 11 was more than enough nostalgia, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 11 hit all the sweet spots. Give us something new. Give us something.
But don't make it a 3D fighter.
Yeah.
So confused, but...
Sorry.
I know you, Jesse, so I know how you play video games, so I understand y'all lingo, but I have no idea what you're talking about, so...
I'm enjoying Mortal Kombat, man.
That's all I need to know.
Man, my bad. Fucking
Mortal Kombat.
Oh shit, I thought your phone was an ice cream sandwich for a moment.
Looks like one.
And I was like, man, he's really into this ice cream sandwich. He is just staring at that shit.
I wish it was.
And I was like, that shit does look good.
I'd probably eat one like that right now.
Ice cream sandwiches are weird because they're those things that I won't eat them all the time, but if I'm in the mood for an ice cream sandwich...
I don't like how they stick to my fingers.
No. Uh-uh. Or my teeth.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about them. Like, there's... Even the quality ones feel cheap.
Yeah.
And it's a real guilty pleasure. Because when you're craving one of those, like, nothing hits like an actual ice cream sandwich.
Not at all.
But very rarely do I actually want an ice cream sandwich.
I like them ones that's like vanilla, but it's got that chocolate coating on it.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for the shit. The shit.
You know what was good? The fucking wrestling bars.
Yeah, boy. I remember those.
The one they brought back was good, but it didn't have the cookie, or not the cookie, the chocolate bottom. And that really made it. That cookie and chocolate combination was delicious. Mm. Man, pretzels would have worked too. Fucking if it was made out of pretzels and chocolate and ice cream, that'd have been delicious. You never had pretzels and ice cream?
Yeah, of course.
Man, I only had it once or twice. Is he on a train? Or in a spaceship?
I'm not sure.
It looks like a spaceship.
Oh.
Is that a pinball machine?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking dope. Man. I don't know what the fuck I'd do if I had my own pinball machine. Oh man, look at that fucking thing.
I would never get anything done if I had my own pinball machine.
There's multiple pinball machines. Holy shit.
My camera's bright as fuck, guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking dope as shit, man.
Nope.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, I want a cabinet so bad.
Yeah, dude, that's dope.
I can't figure out a fucking... Give me my ball.
Man, there's... I want a MAME cabinet. You know, they seem like a fun little project to build, too.
Yeah.
But... Because I kind of want a Raspberry Pi. Dave had one.
Yeah, those things are neat as fuck.
With so many fucking games. And they seem like they'd be easy to build, but they're expensive as shit to buy.
Oh, they are?
Really? The ones I saw were like $400. And I was like, you know, I don't want to drop $400 on this. Which I guess isn't super expensive. But it's more than I want to pay. That's like almost a PlayStation.
I'm playing this game in the morning, my God.
Hell yeah. I think Donnie fell asleep.
Nice guy.
Man. Donnie, you should probably do a dab, Donnie.
Yes.
He said, hell no.
Listen, I'll do it. Fuck it.
Oh. Hell yeah. Well, you do that, man. Look what I found.
Hell yeah. Sorry,
I wish the battery worked. This was such a cool fucking memory card, man. Oh shit. Dooney is going to be fucking talking to the wall soon. Holy shit. Oh.
Here's one for $100.
Oh, what all does it come with?
A keyboard and a book on how to like do shit and a SD card. Then you go download like RetroPie or something and then all your stuff. But that's, you know, not purely for educational purposes.
Sorry, baby. Not yeah. Not hey, for
yeah. Jesse, my phone, my device is on 13%. I'm about to die.
All right. Word.
But thanks for stopping in, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for all allowing me to be on your show.
For hell sure. Yeah. Anytime you want to come back, good. Man, you're more than welcome. Hell yeah.
Appreciate that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh man, that fucking dab is killing, dude. Man, that was cool as fuck. I'm glad he came out.
Yeah.
Fucking Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't even talk anymore. Jesus. That's a.
Them fucking Delta daddies, man.
Yeah.
Fucking. You know, I like where weed is gone. Fucking. Them little joints are cool. Fucking the pre-roll games on fucking point. I like that the Delta shit's available for people in states that don't have access to legal weed. Fucking. Shit's crazy. It's a whole nother world. Like, kids really got it easy now. Fucking, especially because in, like, on the media and in fucking TV and shit, you keep, you know, when they refer to weed, they refer to it as gummies now. Oh, you ate the gummies. How many gummies did you eat? Oh, look, Dad's being silly. He got into the gummies. Like, it's. And I knew a guy who was the same way. He was super anti-weed. He said, the only thing I don't mind is a couple gummies, because that gives me the giggles. And I said, what is wrong with you? That is weed. That is weed giving you the giggles. If you hit this joint, you'll get the giggles. That is what eating it is doing to you. No, man.
Man, that dad fucked me up.
That was fucking huge, man.
That's not.
Oh, and I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, fucking Stoned had fucking work. And I told him fucking he needs to spill more drinks and maybe he'll get fucking Fridays off. But he's been doing such a good fucking job, he's working again. Yeah. Like, he wasn't too happy to miss tonight. But he said he'll be back.
Hell yeah.
Until then, we got fucking Super Stoned Donnie.
Hell yeah. Get stoned for the both of them.
You hit a big old fucking dab of it. And that tropical fucking cherry goes down smooth.
Listen, this has to be like a hardcore fucking indica. One fucking cross-eyed. And...
we really need fucking... this shit on a shirt. I really
what?
Like this picture.
Yeah.
This fucking crazy cat thing.
Yeah, we'll get your shirt fucking made up.
Shit, that'd be a cool shirt.
Send me the shit. We'll get it up there. Fucking. You know, throw it up on the fucking socials.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there was fucking. What was I going to fucking say? Oh, yeah, I wanted to go back to fucking Pokemon for a second.
Oh, Lord.
Man, that fucking... I just got to the second area. You should really play more fucking Legends, man.
Think so?
Yeah, like that game... It's just... It's different enough that it's fucking dope.
But my problem is I can't battle anybody.
There's a ton of battles.
Like I can't battle you.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
Fucking, we got all the other games. And you can bring your Pokemon over. I got Pokemon Home. Damn, fucking Pokemon Home, I fucking paid for the $16 for the year.
Man. I have so many Drompa in Pokemon Home, dude.
Man. Pokemon Home is so fucking dope.
I got probably over 500 Drompas in Pokemon Home.
My new goal is a complete Pokemon Home. Fucking Pokedex. And then I want to get everything in that Pokedex with a Go stamp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's going to take some time. And, I know I won't.
Bitch, if you don't.
Yeah, fucking, I'm going to find a way to cheat him on there. And, it's going to be great. Man, I got a Zygarde today, so that was, I'm happy about that. And it's fucking shiny and looks like toothpaste.
Yeah, that thing is kind of cool.
Yeah. I've been going after legendaries you can't get in the new games.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm waiting for fucking Scarlet and fucking Violet to hit home.
Yeah, me too. That's gonna be cool.
You know, because that would be great. We can play that together.
Yeah.
That is it. Just battles? Can how's the multiplayer?
We can run around the world together.
That's so weird. Do
terror raids.
Okay, I might have to play that before I play Sword.
Fight each other.
Okay, I might have to skip Sword.
I would.
Man. I can't
especially
skip.
Since you have the option.
Yeah, I need to capture the Pokemon. So.
You can later.
Yeah. And there's so many Pokemon to capture in Sword.
Fucking 400 in the first one. And then in the first DLC, there's like 200. And then, yeah, the thing's louder than a motherfucker dog.
That train, yeah. And you probably heard it from two ends. You know, just going by
him. No, he was muted.
Oh. Yeah, he's still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking...
That's a train.
Yep. That was, fucking trains are loud. Man, I had a guy at work hear the train. And it just infuriated him. Like, oh, they let you work on the phone when you're not so fucking trained like that? Don't you know I can hear that fucking train. Tell it to fucking stop. I don't know if the train works. So please stop.
Hey, train, quit it.
It's still going.
Stop it.
Train, quit training. No, it didn't work. It's not like Swiper, apparently. I can't believe that ever works for Swiper.
Right.
Like, hey, buddy. Stop. Oh, man. Like, you already got it. You're kind of far away. Just run. Run with it. Don't put the bag down. Run. They know it's you. They knew it was you right off the bat. Your name is Swiper, for crying out loud. Maybe you can get a different name. Maybe don't be Swiper. Man, what the fuck is going on with this train?
It's a long one, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't like Star Wars, but that new Star Wars game looked pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't play the last one.
I played a little bit of it because it's on Game Pass. And even without playing the last one, it still looks dope enough to play. Just seeing him wield two lightsabers was fucking dope. You know, I don't care how much you don't like Star Wars, fucking lightsabers are cool.
Yeah, lightsabers are pretty sweet.
Like, I don't like Star Wars at all. But I cannot deny how fucking cool a lightsaber is.
Right.
There's just... And that...
Nothing about it.
The ones in Fortnite are dope now, because you can double jump with them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And fucking there's force powers and shit with them. Except for Vader's. His just lets you throw it. But it's a fucking... You know. A fucking laser sword. That's, I think, half of what made that movie so good was how cool the fucking lightsaber was. Like, he knew he was onto something with that. Like, man, a laser sword. This is fucking dope. But fucking, with that said, yeah, but fucking laser swords, that sounds fucking painful.
Yeah.
It's we've reached that fucking time. I'm kind of fucking hungry, so I'm gonna go raid the pizza. And yeah, I wanna wish you guys a good night. And you guys know the fucking shit right now. TheBrickleBeatDown.com, fucking Stone.Ninja, TheSlinkyCast.com, fucking. You know, click the buttons, click the likes, fucking subscribe.
Talk to us.
Talk to us. Let us know. You know, hit us up. Let us know how you feel.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll ask you to come on. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, you saw fucking... We already brought one fucking fan on.
I can't even fucking talk right now.
Oh, it's Dooney approved. Fucking y'all have a great fucking night.